This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Last week, China reported its slowest pace of economic growth in 3 years. But over the weekend, the country revealed a silver lining. Wages for urban households in China rose 13% in the first half of this year. And as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai, that could be good news for the U.S. economy.
More money in the pockets of Chinese workers means more domestic buying power. And more buying power from the world's fastest rising consumer class is good for U.S. businesses, says CLSA economist Andy Rothman, who works in Shanghai.
If you look at the big U.S. companies that have invested here recently, the really large-scale investment, people like Ford or GM, they're all selling here. They're not exporting.
Rothman says for U.S. companies, you don't even have to relocate to China to get in on the rising buying power of the Chinese.
If you look at the growth rate of U.S. exports to China since they joined the WTO, it's up over 500%. And one of the reasons for that is that wages have been going up, which means people can afford to buy more American goods.
Here's one glaring example. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting that this year China is going to pass Canada to become the largest single market for U.S. agricultural exports. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.